Why didn't I wear a bra? My boobs are sweating everywhere.
It's Mouthy Broadcast. You're allowed to have sweaty boobs. That's our brand.
It's uncomfortable.
Do you have sweaty boobs, Justin?
Not today, thankfully. Yesterday, yes. Is it hot in here or are my boobs sweating?
Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Booby Sweat Lauren.
Oh, Booby Sweat, that's what you call her. Booby Sweat.
You call her that.
You might know my cousin, Keith.
Keith Booby. You know that guy.
He's legendary. Speaking of legendary, obviously we have a guest on the show today. Terrible. Hi, Justin.
Incorrect.
He's legendary.
I'm sorry. I just keep thinking, your cousin, Boob Sweat Barry. All right. I had to get it out of my mind. I'm good now. Welcome, Justin. Sorry.
Drips is what I hear, this Boob Sweat Barry. Thanks for having me.
Think I finally found that new boob sweat scene you're looking for. Get a load of this.
Splorch.
Back to the Future, but with boob sweat. All right.
That's good. It. That's it. Show's over.
Pull the plug. We're done. That's as good as we're going to get.
Thanks for having me, everybody.
Oh my God. I'm so glad we're doing the show today. Holy shit. Like, I
should have expected that the three of us were going to be loopy.
I didn't realize that I was going to a Christmas party last night that was apparently going to go very late, and had a few beverages. I can't remember the last time I was that drunk. I had like 17. No. We end up having to get an Uber home from the party, and I puked in the Uber.
Wow.
Whoa.
Achievement unlocked.
Wow.
And so as we're going back, he pulls over to let me puke on the side of the road, I guess, like in the middle of the interstate, which didn't seem like a great idea because people drive terribly, and I felt like I would have stuck my head out of the car and got decapitated, which at least I wouldn't be drunk anymore, I guess. I don't know. but here was the real problem is, okay, so on Monday, I got my Pfizer vaccine booster.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. As you guys know, I had terrible reaction to it. The next day I had like a fever, I was chills, just felt like shit.
We had to postpone Jackbox. It was a whole big thing.
Yes.
If you're in our Discord, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and we hardly ever postpone Jackbox for anything, but yeah. I was just like, I felt like I could do it, but then if there was any problems with the sound or whatever, I wouldn't know how to function and how to fix it. And so we delayed that, and I felt better for a couple of days, but the surprising side effect of the booster or the flu shot or something gave me bubble guts all fucking week. Good. Literally time. Everything. So before the party, I was like, I don't even know if I can go, because every time I went to the bathroom, I had to shit. Like, literally every time. So I took some Imodium stuff. And by the end of the night of drinking, I could definitely tell that it was not working as well anymore. And this dude pulls over to let me puke. And I was trying to, like, say the words, please, just take me home. but I didn't want to say because I don't want to shit in your car.
Well, that's the thing. When you got bubble guts and you're puking, you know you're going to shart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no avoiding that.
Right. And I could kind of feel my guts being very unhappy with me because, you know, party food, there was a lot of like random little mini beef Wellingtons and shrimp and all these things that I just eaten. And I was like, that was the first solid food I've eaten like all day, which is, come to think of it, maybe that's why I got so drunk. I was like, please just take me home. I don't want to shit in your car. I don't want to shit in your car, please. And I, fortunately he had a bag and I didn't puke in his car. I puked on myself and on the bed in the bag. So, oh my God, I really don't remember the last time. And Justin didn't even show up with a pizza. I wasn't.
Old unreliable Justin, that's what they call.
I feel like I will never live that down. Like, you finally showed up at my party that once, like it was probably midnight, 1 a.m. something. It was late. Mm-hmm. And I was already trashed. Justin walks in with a pizza and I was just like, oh hey, I'm going upstairs, and I went and puked and fell asleep.
Which party was this? I don't think I was there.
Yeah, I think it was just before I met you. Right?
Early on, because I think I showed up with Tower, didn't I?
I feel like it was DJ.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I feel like it was DJ.
I've been one of those at that time.
And you were working at the pizza place, the pizza joint at the time.
With the guy, the racist guy that I don't like. That guy.
Yeah. So it was, that was like 13, 14 years ago.
Wow.
Ish. Yeah.
Jesus.
Ish. Yeah.
Man, we old.
And what's funny is you say that, and the first thing I thought of is you mentioned getting so drunk that you had to get an Uber from the party. And when I was drinking, that wasn't a fucking thing yet.
Right. Like,
I mean, you could get a cab, obviously.
But you had to leave your car there and your car would probably get towed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
so, yeah, none of that. And I do the DoorDash gimmick, and I picked up alcohol for somebody at like 9 a.m. the other day.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Well, and I'm just thinking, like, where
maybe they were doing some baking. They're baking a nice fruit cake for Christmas.
Bad dog.
It was a White Claw.
I don't remember what beverage they got, but they got food with it too. Like, I picked food, Wendy's. It was Wendy's breakfast.
What the fuck? It's like you're doing like a mimosa with your fucking bacon, egg, and cheese from Wendy's. Yeah,
good for them.
I mean, that was my breakfast.
It's living. It's living.
Where was all this stuff when I was drinking? Like, all the safe things I could have done instead of all the stupid, dangerous things that I ended up doing.
I think it pushes that limit because, like, when you start making those bad decisions when you're drunk, now that there's like Uber and DoorDash, it's a lot harder to make those bad decisions.
Yeah. Like, I think about like all the times where, you know, we're all drinking and we destroy the suitcase and it's like, oh, there's no beer left. We've got 5 minutes to make a beer run. It's either somebody's trashed getting in the car and we're going, or you just don't get more beer. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously now, like with DoorDash, we could have avoided that, like the whole thing, and ordered beer earlier.
Yeah. Or get the Uber to 7-Eleven or something and pick up some more.
Old as fuck. God dang, we're old.
Back in my day, we had to drive drunk.
Right? I like how we do the exact same bit.
Back in my day. Oh, terrible.
Oh, man.
I had a friend, like, I had a strange craving, and this is so rare, strange craving for 7-Eleven nachos the other day.
Ew.
They're terrible for you. They're awful.
Got that bacho cheese on them.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But at the same time, for me at this point, it seems like it's every 5 to 7 years I get this oh my God, I want it bad. I did not get it. Don't worry, everybody. I did not get it.
Good for
but
you.
I had a friend tweet me like, you know, the best one is this one locally, very locally. We'll avoid actual places because nobody gives a shit. But we used to walk there after going to the bar. We'd go to the bar, walk there at 2 a.m., get the nachos. And it's like, man, we old. Like, that's everything now. Like, everything comes back to, man, we old.
we old. What do you put on your nachos from 7-Eleven?
So obviously chili and cheese has to.
I skip the chili because it looks
what
like
kind
poop.
Of chili is there at the 7-Eleven?
Just it's, gross chili.
Yeah, it's like, just that it's that poopy looking stuff.
Like that Hormel in a can and they just dump it in a, you know.
It's not even that good.
No, it's not.
But it's like dog food.
It's like dog food. It's like that I liken it to basically like Wendy's chili. It's very similar, like, you know, leftover meat.
Wendy's chili is not bad.
Well, maybe it's changed since I've had it. I've heard some horror stories about the Wendy's chili from people who used to work there.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I shall not share. Well, you know, maybe it's changed since then.
I never got the stories of when people worked there, but well, it's the same chili they put on their taco salad. Mm-hmm. And you can dump that shit on a baked potato too, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. But I always have to get jalapenos. Sometimes I get a little salsa. And then I get pickles, but put them to the side. Just because I like going to pickles. I like pickles. Mm-hmm. One for me.
There's nothing wrong with that, Justin. Share your love of pickles with the world.
Well, I had a friend. So we do the grease pole pod here at the Kuntz studio. And he bought McRibs for us to try on his show. And first of all, stop that. No.
It's not good.
Did you
even try one?
I tried it.
Okay.
But he didn't get the pickles or the onions on it. I'm like, well, that is
why would he, what's the point?
That exactly. Like that's the one thing that might have saved it for me is the pickles and the onions. And it was just sauce and gross meat. Like, who wants that? No thanks. I'll stay.
Yeah, it's I did a reaction video. I tried to do a reaction video and it didn't come out very good. So I didn't put it out anywhere, but I went over to Haley's after the show a few weeks ago and we got them. And like every time I have one, I'm just like, I'm good till next time. Yep. Just one to remember why I don't want them all the time, basically.
I'll say this, like surprising because I ate less than half on the show and then I put it off to the side. We did Gear Freaks and then everybody left. And as I was watching the wrestles and editing pods, I ate the rest of the McRib. Surprisingly good cold. I thought for sure it would be garbage cold, but it was surprisingly good cold. Who knew?
See, I like the sauce. I was thinking if I did it again, I would get extra sauce. I meant to do that this time and I didn't. There's something about it that's different from the regular barbecue sauce to me.
What I think I might do if I ever order one again is go, hey, can I get like a McRib, but leave the meat off?
I want the sauce, the onions and the pickles.
That's it.
It's not a bad plan. I wonder if you could get like a chicken patty instead. That might be good if it was a chicken patty.
If you worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. That's the one thing I think about working at the pizza joint is all like the creations you can make. You go in and do whatever the hell you want with all the foods there. They get mad at you, but at the same time, like it's already through the oven.
I feel like that's what Taco Bell does whenever they come out with a new creation or something that's put on the menu. Like it's just they're stoned after work and they just put some stuff together. Like the Crunchwrap. That was a bunch of idiots screwing around after their shift. Like, what if we just put like everything together and wrapped it in a burrito?
Press it.
Yeah. I mean,
and it was genius. That was for good sure.
Call. Like, that's the one thing I miss about Taco Bell. Everything else can kiss my, other than I will say Taco Bell is cheap and you can feed your family really super cheap on it. But at the same time, everybody's, you know, destroying the bathroom all night. So what's the way off?
And then you're hungry again as soon as you dump out. So did you really feed your family?
Yeah. Everybody's hungry and in the fridge 20 minutes later. So
yeah. But lose money in the- you know, sometimes they do that even when you get expensive food. So
true.
You know,
happen.
I will say that
at the cheap food.
My son's birthday was a couple weeks ago, and Kristen had worked the night before, and so usually in the morning we try to like do something so she can sleep. And since it was his birthday, I was like, "You want to go get breakfast, bud? You can pick anywhere." And he immediately goes Taco Bell. I was like, "Oh, god damn it!
Yes.
I go to no Taco Bell."
Taco Bell breakfast. Ugh.
Their breakfast crunch wrap is on point.
That is precisely what I was about to say.
Yeah, that's the only thing to get for breakfast from there. Mm-hmm. Those weird tacos are not good. Breakfast biscuit, tacos are terrible.
Isn't there like a biscuit taco or a waffle? The waffle taco was fucking atrocious. It's a waffle taco.
Yeah.
The Crunchwrap was really, I mean, the Crunchwrap just in theory, like you could put anything in a Crunchwrap and I'm probably going, yeah, all right, I'm in.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
You got me. But the breakfast Crunchwrap was really good. So I can't complain, but so much.
Mm-hmm. They put like that hash brown patty in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, again, I thought that was going to be the turnoff. No, it worked.
Nope. And that sauce, though, they've got like a good, like, it's not quite a nacho sauce, but it's something in there. It's
kind of like that Chipotle sauce, I think, that they
have. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We're all getting like pornographic about Taco Bell breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give that's me some.
Yeah. I haven't done Taco Bell in a while either.
I took my brother to Taco Bell the other day and he's like, "Can I get you something?" I was like, "No." You know what? No. it's bad enough I'm in here. I will say, again, I've said I will say like 70 times now. So I'll say it again. I will say going into Taco Bell, the smell. Oh, top notch. It's like not my favorite. Burger King exists. So, but I'm not talking about the food. I'm just talking about the smell.
That's
like
the worst part to me.
Really?
Yes. That's why I can't eat at Burger King is the smell.
Wow. I love that. The smell.
Sorry to rain on your parade, Justin.
Wowzers, McTavish. I'm legitimately shocked. But I do love the Taco Bell smell when you walk in there and it's like, ooh, tortilla. I can't eat any of this, but oh, mm-hmm. It smells so good.
See, I like the Wendy's smell. I don't know why. I don't know why Wendy's over McDonald's I like, but
I have a secret love of Arby's. Like, not like everything at Arby's, but I like the smell of the Arby's. I like the sides at Arby's are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I love their curly fries.
Yeah. No, well, and here's the problem with Arby's. Do you mind cutting off your limbs? Because if you're willing to give up a couple limbs, you can eat.
yes. Yeah, I'm not using them anyway.
That's true. But you do have to, like, so one of the reasons, in case anybody was wondering how I got this stature, it used to be, you'd go into the Arby's and you got to get either the poppers or the mozz sticks. You got to get one or the other. Have to. Mm-hmm. And then I always opted for poppers. Then you get the large because you get the big drink, which you're filling with garbage soda anyway that you shouldn't be drinking. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting the large fries with it. And then you get whatever big ass sandwich came with it. And then... as if that's not enough, you get a Jamocha shake instead of, you know.
Yeah. But you see, now they've got those Market Fresh sandwiches.
Those were the things I loved. I
like those things.
Those.
I'm sure they're not that much better for you than the roast beef and cheddar. But but those are good. Do you remember when they used to have the raspberry sauce for the poppers?
Yeah, man.
The Bronco Berry?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Do they not still have that?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't want to go to Arby's ever again because that was the best thing.
The last time I went to Arby's, Chris's summer camp is right near an Arby's, and it's like the only thing right there, like after you you know, as you're driving home. So we usually stop at Arby's for lunch after we pick them up. So I was there over the summer, but this particular Arby's, which was in a truck stop, did not have the Bronco Berry sauce, but they also didn't have curly fries that day. All they had were crinkle cut fries.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah, I didn't even get fries. I was like, just a sandwich. And you know what? Just, give me a cup for water.
Just don't even give me your fucking food.
I'm not wasting my time.
How dare you try to give me food I don't want. And that one on its head. So if we're on the topic of Arby's, this has to be a question. I got a heated debate outnumbered on Grease Poll. Arby's sauce or horsey sauce?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta use both.
I accept that answer. They strongly were against horsey. And it was
why?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how you can be strongly against horsey.
I love the horsey sauce.
Yeah.
It's got a nice kick to it.
And I like the Arby's sauce too, because I like that it's not just freaking ketchup, you know?
It's not just even plain barbecue sauce. It's like,
yeah, it's like that. Yeah. It's like that in between. I love them both. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you got to put both of them on there.
Yeah. I will accept a both all day, but to come out strongly against.
I really do like the horsey for the sandwich and the Arby's for the fries.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Why am I acting like I'm so hungry? I just had breakfast.
All I had was my small slice of avocado toast.
Oh.
With pepper jelly goat cheese and some sun-dried tomatoes.
Lauren, you're killing fast food places across America. You damn
on millennial. A slice of seeded rye.
Lauren.
Damn millennials.
I love avocado, but I've never done the avocado toast. Never done it.
I only started doing it recently, and it's not bad. It's a good, because it actually does fill you up, you know? And you would never put that much butter on toast. That's just not acceptable, you know? But you could smear half an avocado on toast and you get as much fat as you're getting in butter.
Mm, that's good point.
Good for you. But it's the good fat. Yeah. Right. Good for your cholesterol.
That's what they call me, the good fat.
I will not do the joke there.
That's my favorite Juliana Margulies show.
The good fat.
I thought that was that show with Ted Danson.
Turns out they're actually in the bad fat. Spoilers.
Oh no.
Who knew avocados were bad all along?
So let's talk about the reason why we wanted to get you on the show today, Justin. I want to talk about this bracket that we're doing.
Ah, yes. Brackets. I like brackets.
Sorry. We love brackets.
Heard you like brackets.
You know what the next bracket should be? Fast food places.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so this one came about when we were driving back from Amanda's house in Charlotte, I think, and we were listening to the Crow soundtrack, and I was like, God damn, this soundtrack is just amazing. This is like the who's who of 90s goth, you know?
Yeah.
And actually it was because Scott was talking about getting ready for the Jesus and Mary Chain show. Mm-hmm. The deprogram that you guys are doing soon. Which I don't know what if it'll come out before this, but whatever. So I was like, you know what? I wonder what people like consider as like the best soundtrack. And I immediately was like, gotta do a bracket.
Brackets.
Gotta do a bracket of this.
Time has come for us to brackets.
Yes. The time has come on brackets when we dance. No, you'll notice I'm not dancing. Actually, I'm going to stay as still as possible. There we go. Stay. Enjoy that.
I was trying to do my sprockets dance, but I can't get up because I'm not wearing a bra and there's just too much happening.
You don't want like bruised armpits. So we put together this bracket, and I think I have some ideas how we could do it better next time, for sure, to start with. Because we decided to take nominations for the best soundtrack, and we got too many, and then we had to narrow it down. Lost my train of thought. And so now we're solidly into round one of voting, which should still be going on when this show comes out. So go to legionofstupid.com.
Legion of Stupid!
Gotta put the echo on that. Just go place your votes. It's been a lot of fun so far. Haley's getting into it. She's like, I gotta listen to all these soundtracks. Some of these I haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
I did not do that.
I didn't do it either.
Three, I voted for favorites. But I will say, number one, it had gotten reasonable traction just on its own, just from the tweets putting out and whatnot, putting out the link, which is good. But I realized that there's the Smashing Pumpcast, plugging other podcasts on yours. Good for me. Because it doesn't benefit me at all. Either. I'm in their Discord server, and I was like, I don't give a shit if this is against the rules. I shared the link in there, and I've already had two people go, oh, thanks for sharing this. I voted.
Nice.
Nice. Maybe a couple extra votes for that.
But what we really need to talk about with this bracket is the animation.
Oh.
You're both acting like, huh? What? This is the best part of it. Come on, you two.
So, you worked with Jenny long enough that, I don't even know what time of the day it was. I think I was working. I get a text. First of all, I kind of want to do a soundtracks tournament. I was like, fucking word. That sounds fun. And then later that day, I kind of want to do sports commentary for it. I was like, fucking word. I got ideas.
I don't know how to do sports commentary.
For the first one, and then the next day she's like, yeah, so I like this, but what if I drew them? What do you think Yaz looks like? I was like, okay, well, maybe this. And then later on that day I get a text, I kind of want to animate it. Mm-hmm. This end of the day, it went from just like this thing that was just going to be our voices to animation. Good times.
Let's put it all together. If you notice a weird cut right there, folks, we lost internet for a second, but we're all back. Yeah. So anyway, back to this animation.
finish the story. Like Jenny, so the idea morphed so fast in less than a day. We did the recording. She asked me what I think Yaz looks like. We settled that he probably looks like Dean Koontz.
Well, your original thing was that he was going to look like an old man. And I was like, I think I see him more as the clean cut college boy type of sportscaster.
Mm.
And we both had the synergy at the same time. What if he looked like Dean Koontz, though?
Yeah. Well, and it's because if you look at the thumbnail for legionofstupid.com, I had a thumbnail up of legionofstupid.com, and you look at it and it's the Legion of Stupid logo with Koontz in the middle, and I was like, holy shit, this made me tee entirely too far. And so that was the basis of it, and then suddenly it became Jenny's gonna draw them to I really want to animate it. So I mean, this is all I did was help provide voice and go, yes, this is a good idea, you should do this. That is my involvement. Jenny is the motor behind this, 1,000%.
I mean, I kind of stole the idea from when you guys used to do all day fest or whatever.
Yep.
You know, you used to do the brackets, and I was like, man, that was a lot of fun. And I have some other ideas for other brackets that I'd like to do, but this one just kind of formed, and I got a little manic about it and decided to just put it together.
We've had a lot of conversations about the idea of just doing. And that's the rut I'm in, not to drag it down, but that's the rut I'm in. I can't get into that just do it mode. So the fact that you're there right now, hell yeah, I'm going to encourage that. the damn thing.
I wish that I was putting the energy into Bell and Dubs, because we've got a lot of stuff recorded and it's been kind of dragging on for quite a while. And I'm afraid that some of the stuff that we've recorded is going to end up getting misplaced and lost in the shuffle, you know, or like we're going to forget that. Like, how many times have we forgotten that we recorded an entire episode?
True.
Like, we recorded shit back in May and we're like, oh, that's already done. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, I get it. I did, like, the last time when we did, what, 5, I think I had a mini panic. No, it was when we did stuff for, like, 4. I had a mini panic attack because I couldn't find some of the stuff for one of the ones we recorded. And then I went and dug it and put it in where it's supposed to be. So, like, I can find it a little easier. But it's really just going to be getting to, because the good slash bad thing is when we did like 1 and 2, I think you had Haley there with you and Ben there with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all on one track already. Like, that's actually going to be relatively easy to do. It's just getting my mind to this. Yeah. Getting my mind to the place where just sit down, do it. So,
right. I mean,
everybody loves your excuses, but
one of the things that I kind of can justify or rationalize or whatever you would call it about doing this video, like, so when we originally, it was going to be like a podcast. I think, like, Matt said, are we going to do a podcast about this bracket? And I was like, well, we're going to do the sports commentary. And I was like, man, I don't know if people would just listen to just that. And I was like, let me put some kind of video element to it. Maybe it'll just be the Legion of Stupid logo. Maybe I'll just draw the characters. Maybe I'll just go ahead and animate it. And then I was like, you know what? I wanted to relearn how to do animation anyway, because we had the idea in between seasons 2 and 3 of Bell and Dubs. What if we animated it in the future? Like, it would be fairly easy.
The year 2000.
Anybody hit the note? Because I really want to try.
In the year 2000.
Very good. Nice. Very good. The future, Jenny.
Huh?
The future, Jenny.
The future. So yeah, like, I thought especially season 1 would be really, really easy to animate because they're literally just sitting in a radio studio. They're not doing anything. They're just talking to random people. So it's just a matter of drawing all the characters. And I wouldn't even have to draw the callers because you can't see them, mm-hmm. you know? So I was like, you know what? This will be some good practice. Just draw a couple of sportscasters sitting behind the desk and just put a picture of a random sports arena behind them.
I like the touch for the second one because it looks like one of those is the Syracuse gym.
It is.
So now, remember earlier, I think in the Patreon, I mentioned being a bad friend. I did watch the first animation you did, and I did fill out my prediction bracket, which is really just who I want to win. I decided not to really predict and went with who I prefer. But I have not yet had a chance to watch the second animation.
You've been busy.
I've been busy. Fine. It's true. But still, I haven't. I mean, I could have taken 5 minutes out of my day and said, I'm going to watch it now.
It's fine.
But yeah,
it's fine. I'm
excited to watch it. I'm very, very excited.
Oh, awful Lauren. That's what they call you. I've heard people call you that before.
Oh, sweaty boobs. Awful Lauren. So if anybody else wants to watch it, it's at legionofstupid.com. I put it right up at the top of the page because it's my site. I'll do what the fuck I want.
I almost clicked play while we were talking about it right now.
Don't do that.
Because I went to go look at the logo because I had not noticed the thumbnail before.
And
I see it now. Yeah.
So should we explain the Dean Koontz joke? I mean, can we even explain it really?
I mean, it's pretty simple. I can't remember which episode it was, but at the old Dean Koontz studio, that Dean Koontz studio was literally filled with Dean Koontz books. Like, I'm only slightly exaggerating.
Justin was talking about his old house and the room in that old house where he recorded all his podcast episodes. Yes.
And there was God knows how many Dean Koontz books in there. A slight exaggeration that it was full of them, but only slight. And there was one where the picture of Koontz was facing out. And Brian, while we were recording the episode, Brian Lewis was like staring at it. And I noticed him looking at it. I'm like, oh, you see the Koontz, eh? And then it just kind of became a thing. And now Koontz is in every episode.
Of that Koontz.
That may have been the Cyndi Lauper episode.
Possibly.
Because I remember that coming up a lot while we were talking about it. And then the first time at some point, Dean Koontz became a part of every deprogram panel. In spirit, yep. You'd take the picture and put him in the collage. And I think it was the Two Man Gentleman Band was the first one where me and you and Matt held up the book and took our group picture with Dean Koontz. This was pre-pandemic times.
Yeah. The book is, I actually took the book. It is over there.
You nice. Have to. I mean, you had to because any
location you record in now is the Koontz studio from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, has to be.
Yeah. And it's really hard to find that picture of him. Like in every other picture, he either doesn't have the mustache or he has a terrible toupee or both.
Who needs that? You got to have the stash.
Yeah. The stash and the bald head and the beady little eyes. That is like the best picture. It doesn't even look like him, honestly.
And I love that it's like not just a profile. Like it's like he's kind of looking over his shoulder coyly at you.
Yes.
I guess I'm facing the wrong way.
The Koontz pose.
Do the Koontz. I better do that Koontz.
Everybody do the Koontz. Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't. No, I'm stuck. This is Patreon content.
Although anybody not a Patreon just like heard us looking over our shoulders.
I'll take a screenshot of that and that'll be our picture of the week.
Doing the Koontz.
Doing the Koontz.
If anybody needed to know why we're the Legion of Stupid, right there. That'd be why.
We're all fucking stupid.
Speaking of stupid, we got a voicemail the other day. We've had a voicemail in forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
That now, sounds like a good thing, I guess.
It kind of drops out a little bit, so let me go ahead and play it. Maybe we can figure out what is going on here. Hold on, let me make sure I got this shit set up right. I probably don't. All right.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's Jersey Joey, and I was just listening to your podcast, and I wasn't sure if you guys knew this, but the name of your podcast...
Oh!
Yeah.
The good part.
Young and Mouthy Bros! What? Yeah!
Good old Jersey Joe.
Wow, Jersey Joe.
That guy's the worst.
Jersey Joe called it out of nowhere. He loves the name of our podcast, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it right. He called us the Mouthy Broads. He didn't call us Frothy Burp Cast or something like that. Mothy Fart Cast.
Had to explain it to you. He had to Joe-splain. The name of your pod was Mouthy Broadcast, and you were Mouthy Broads.
Yeah,
I
never knew that. I never noticed that.
It's an Easter egg. It's a it's five secrets about Mouthy Broadcast you probably didn't know. We're Mouthy Broads. Hey,
and we broadcast a podcast. What?
Yeah.
Good old Joe. Glad to have him.
What a
celebrity
terrible person
calling in. No, Jersey Joe's great.
He's stupid, that's for sure.
Did we have any other voicemails?
That's it. I mean, what else do we need? Jersey Joe called in
and destroyed everything, as he's wont to do.
Yeah. But I am glad that he got Mouthy Broadcast right and didn't think we were like Flarthy Fartcast or something. But speaking of farts, we got to talk about this stupid fucking bitch.
Set this up because I don't really know the full story on this one.
All right. I honestly don't know the full story either, but it's the, as everybody knows, we do watch the 90 Day Fiance. I know, Jenny, you're not really up with it as much as you are. But this person was originally on before the 90 days, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And she is a YouTube personality who was bisexual and afraid to come out to her mother and went to Australia to meet her girlfriend. Wouldn't sleep with the girlfriend and caused fights and drama for no reason and was upset that the girlfriend wanted to do sexual things with her. And, you know, got called out for being not really bisexual and all this stuff, you know.
I was so torn on that because, like, I felt bad for her because, like, what if she really just didn't want to have her sexuality on display? But also, why would you sign up for a TV show?
Well, part of the issue is that, like, her YouTube personality is kind of similar to our podcast personalities. Mm-hmm. She talks about sex all the time. She's, you know, doing things like... You know, she's sang like a love song about masturbating to pizza or some weird shit. So then you meet this quote unquote girlfriend online. The reason why they started dating was because the girlfriend got to know her through her YouTube videos. And one of the things that she set up for them to do on a date was to make molds of their breasts together. It was like a place where you went and did it. It's not like it was in private, but she was like, this is very sexual. And she only knows me from my YouTube, which is very sexual as well, but I'm not really usually this sexual. It's like, well, then maybe you should have told her who you were a little more and gotten to know her a little better before you went to Australia. And you know what I mean?
Like, it was very,
right. And there was a lot of like, jealousy back and forth. Like, she was like, that's what the whole issue was, is she was mad that the Australian girl was friends with a lot of her exes. So this girl who traveled there was just like, her name is Stephanie. So Stephanie was just like very jealous all the time. Anyway, she's annoying and stupid and nobody liked her. I didn't feel bad for her at all. Now she is on 90 Day, the Single Life. And still doing the same stupid shit.
And misconceptions.
46-2.
And all of a sudden, she's getting attention again. And now she's all over the internet because she is selling her farts in a jar.
What?
Yep.
She is selling jarred farts on the internet.
It is true.
I remember when we this came up the other day on Jackbox night, and Haley was actually playing with this, and she knew about it. She doesn't even watch the show.
Yeah.
But she knows the legend of Fart Jar Lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I don't believe that it has been discussed on the show yet. I'm a little bit behind on the Single Life. It's like,
how much does a fart jar go for in this current market?
So let's see. It says right now $1,000. She sold 97 jars in 2 days for $1,000.
Justin's fucking done.
A jar. Yeah.
Red arm is killing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What is this?
And then the first 100 orders were 50% off. They were only $500 a jar.
Cool.
And then she had recently posted something about, like, I had to take a few days off, but I'm going to start selling them again. I had a little bit of a sharding incident. So she actually shit in a jar.
That seems like,
and then had to take a break. I hope this bitch's asshole falls out.
She's gonna be pearlized.
And I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking I'm just jealous because she figured out a way to make money off her farts, right? And I haven't.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we were just talking about Taco Bell. I think we need to start going back.
And like, I mean, she's cute and everything, but like, I could look just as sexy with the right angles and lighting.
Right.
You know,
I think we should do it. We talked about selling panties. Like, this seems easier.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, my wife showed me her Instagram where she was like showing like the grains and stuff she's eating. So, you know what you're getting when you buy the farts.
Right. Right. It's ridiculous. It's so upsetting.
It's just like an NFT.
Yeah, it's like
fart something.
So to create her product, she annihilates her bowel system every day with beans, protein powder, yogurt, and eggs. If you're having trouble getting things moving, try her diet. Then she waits. And she actually like has a picture of herself reading, waiting to start her farts.
Sorry, she doesn't read.
She doesn't show the process of getting the farts in the jar because it would probably get her banned from TikTok. But I assume it involves some straining as she sticks flower petals in the jar, saying they hold the smell longer. This is, I don't understand. I don't think that you're actually going to get any smell out of this jar. It doesn't make any sense at all.
That's what I was wondering is like, do the people who buy the jars, do you open it and smell it, or do you leave it mint condition on the shelf? Like
for
For resale value, like Beanie Babies.
She does also write a personal note to each customer who buys one.
Now, like if I wanted to, like, could I suggest that she eat certain things? Like, would you go eat some barbecue? Go to cookout.
I want to smell a roast beef Arby's fart.
Yes. And get some of that horsey sauce in there.
Yeah.
How depraved are we that this is a thing and she's making a ton of money on it? That's
yeah.
I'm with you, Lord. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Being the dude here. Yeah, I guess like we are kind of gross. So I get it.
Well, I mean, like if you can make $1,000 a jar farting in it.
Yeah.
And I wonder what she pays for shipping, but she probably charges them shipping too.
Right,
first class farts.
Because if you're gonna spend $1,000, wouldn't you spend $1,010?
You might as well.
Yeah, indubitably.
In for a penny,
for tax and shipping, she's probably spending. Oh wait, depending on where she's selling them, mm-hmm. Tax and shipping, you could be spending like $1,100 on a fart.
Continental United States only.
So who's buying it? Like, do you think it's like weird pervy people buying it?
Has to be.
Because, and you gotta be, I mean, you gotta be set because you're not spending $1,000 on a novelty gift.
For somebody who's on 90 Day Fiance. Like, no, that ain't, no. You gotta be a loaded dude.
Yeah.
I guess is target demo, right? For 90 Day rich people.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, the people who are looking to get on the show and bring over their mail order brides, yeah.
Big Ed.
Or, you know, they lie about how much money they have.
I'll buy your parts, marry me.
Yeah, man.
What is this?
I mean, I just wish that I could have had the idea myself. Mm-hmm. And truth is, you know, like, I thought I was just like a walking fart, and the last few months I've gotten much better with portion control and not overeating, and I don't fart as much anymore. It's only when I have like a really shitty meal or like if I have too much beer, I always fart. But like if I do like a normal day of eating where I'm not stuffed to the gills.
What's that like?
Yeah, I know. Like, it's crazy. I didn't know that I could learn how to not do that. And it's like all of a sudden I don't fart as much anymore. But I know if I wanted to, I could just go right back to how I ate before.
I could if I wanted to.
I could. Yeah.
Farting jars if I wanted to. This is...
I am really mad though. I'm just legitimately mad. I wish I had figured out this business model.
I mean, I don't feel like, you know, if she's doing it, that's not going to keep these same weird rich perverts from buying more fart jars. Like, I think just go for it.
But here's the problem. I don't think I can get $1,000 a fart.
No.
I might be able to do $100 a fart.
But even if you get $5 a fart, 20 farts is $100, and all you had to do was fart in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you don't want to lowball your farts like that.
But also, like, but you got to advertise it. So to make it worth it, like, I feel like 100 is good. And 10 mm-hmm. farts a day is totally normal. You're not going to blow out your colon doing 10 farts a day.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if I can find some rich pervs who want to buy my farts for $100 each, 10 farts a day, and I can up my, I mean, I can up my grains. Like, I can eat more beans, and honestly, cauliflower is the one that makes me fart a lot. Like, if I just eat, like, cauliflower rice, I'll be farting all over the place. Brussels sprouts, they're another one. Sweet potatoes, all that. 10 farts a day, $100 a piece, $1,000 a day.
Fartonomics.
Right? Right. And but here's the problem. When I start advertising, I gotta, like, look my 90-year-old uncle in the eye and be like, this is what I do for a living now.
No, you just-
it's a living.
You just got to come up with a story, like, you know, you're selling crafts. You're some sort of a handmade craft at a market or something.
I mean, it's a craft. Mm-hmm. It's an art. Art rhymes with fart.
Hmm? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The would you be center. Embarrassed? Would you be embarrassed if your family knew that this was your profession, selling farts in a jar?
I think my family would be proud of me.
Yeah.
It might be the first time they're ever proud of me.
I wonder how my kid would feel about it.
I'll ask Haley right now.
Oh, no, he did yell. He said, Mom, please don't sell your farts. He heard me playing Jackbox when we talked about in Jackbox the other night. He said, Mom, please don't sell your farts. I'm like, I'm not selling my farts.
Okay,
well, because he doesn't want to think about people jerking off to the smell of my farts. That's the problem. Because that's what's happening. These freaking rich pervs are cracking the jar and whacking off to the smell of her farts.
You think anybody's ever opened it and started whacking and then started choking at the same time, next level?
I think that's what they do. I think that's the intent.
Yeah.
It's like a step before autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Just like that like nudge right before.
You think that's the step before?
Because
farts is after.
No, I think it's before, because of the when you've got the belt around your neck, that's when you're edging toward death there.
Uh-huh.
Right? And when you're just choking from a smell, you know you can come up for air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That air just happens to be filled with jar-filled farts.
Right. E. coli.
Yes.
What if you're, remember we talked about how you could catch COVID from smelling a fart if there's some fecal matter in there?
Yes. What if she's sending COVID farts?
Oh my God.
What if instead of farting, you just, like, wiped your ass with the rose petals that you're putting in there? Oh, the same smell.
I don't understand the flower petals. I know she said it absorbs the smell, but, like, wouldn't it balance out with, like, the flower smell?
Unless it's like paper flowers or something, like silk flowers.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to follow her on Instagram. We'd have to follow her on Instagram to get the whole scoop, or TikTok, or wherever the fuck else. And I don't feel like giving her any kind of publicity.
Any more than we are.
No, I was gonna say. Yeah. Other than on the pod.
Yeah, our 5 listeners will now know who she is.
I was going to be generous and say.
And
we had,
Tori,
like,
already
listeners.
Knew. Tori already watches 90 Day Fiancé. She already knows about this. So she doesn't count either. But can I just complain a little more about her being a fake lesbian?
Of course. I think this is the show to do it.
So, you know, she goes to Australia to meet this girlfriend. You know, they hug at the airport. They don't kiss. Fine. I get it. You first time you met somebody and there are cameras there, mm-hmm. but like, it takes like a while before Stephanie feels comfortable to even like touch Erica. And when they finally do go to kiss, the cameras are there because the cameras are always there. And there's always like a fake scene where they like shove the cameraman away, like, okay, you gotta leave, and close the door. But the cameramen are filming them as they start to make out. And Stephanie is touching her own hair as she makes out with her supposed girlfriend.
It was so awkward.
She's not touching her partner. She's not even like, you know, they're not embracing. They're not hugging. She's playing with their hair and going like, playing with her own hair.
Weird.
Like, it's like she saw a softcore lesbian porn. And that's how she thinks lesbians kiss.
And now she sells her farts in jars.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Unreal. Yeah. She's going to be a fake lesbian on TV.
Yeah. And now on The Single Life, she's trying to date another woman. And
why?
Because she's really bisexual, Jenny. She's real.
She's really trying to prove it.
She's bisexual. Okay. She came out to her mom and everything, but she's saying, like, she's talking about this woman that she has a crush on. And she's like, I invited her over to my house for a photo shoot. And it shows this photo shoot and they're like making out. Stephanie's looking at the camera. So it's like, she's like,
oh, Jesus.
Showing how.
Looking at the camera while they're kissing. Yeah. Kind of, you know, kind of like the Koontz. I don't know if we all ever did it at the same time together. I want to make sure we get the right.
Okay, one more time.
Fucking stupid. Perfect audio bit, by the way.
Uh-huh. It's fantastic.
I don't know if you guys heard it, but I just farted.
You should have captured it. Quick, get a jar.
I don't understand how you fart in a jar and it stays in the jar. That doesn't work.
Like, yeah, is she using mason jars?
Yes, it's just that's what it looks like.
Baby food jars.
But like, how do you get the air to stay in there long enough for you to screw the cap on?
See, I think it's all a scam. I don't think she's farting in jars at all.
I think you're right. If there is a smell, she's wiping her butt on it. Or maybe she's got like fart spray. Have you ever smelled fart spray? It's a you know, like the opposite of an air freshener.
Yes.
So it's like some shit you buy at like Spencer's or whatever.
Yeah, it's a gag gift. Yeah, yeah. And it's awful. It smells like rotten eggs.
Perfect.
I don't remember if it was my son who had it when he was little or maybe my brother when we were kids. I don't know. Somebody had fart spray at one point in my life and it was disgusting. But yeah. So if there is any smell, that's what it is.
Yeah.
She's not actually farting in a jar. There is a book. There is a children's book called Walter the Farting Dog. And it's about this family that had this dog and he has the worst farts ever. And he ends up getting kidnapped by a bank robber who is going to use his farts as a noxious gas to rob the bank. And he kidnaps the dog, force feeds him beans, and straps him to a fart catcher. So the fart catcher is like a butt mm-hmm. plug.
Okay.
And then the other end goes into a gas tank. Because what the bank robber does, this is very important to the story, he fills balloons with the fart gas and then pops the balloons inside the bank. Like, he goes into the bank dressed as a clown, pops the balloons and knocks everybody out while he's wearing a gas mask, just like the Joker. Party man.
Genius. Party man.
My point for telling you the whole plot of this little story is this children's book about a dog who understood that he was being kidnapped. He couldn't speak or anything, but like he understood he was being kidnapped and understood that like his farts were used as a bank robbing device.
I love how fucking surreal this got.
My point is that this little children's book acknowledged that a fart catcher was necessary mm-hmm. to contain the odors of a fart. Mm-hmm. To contain the gas, you need some kind of a full-on funnel system.
Yeah, you need
to
an
trap
apparatus.
The gas. You can't just fart in a jar and quickly put a lid on it. It's gonna escape.
What you do need, though, Lauren, you need a really good, like you're talking about your marketing scheme. Let me tell you, I just had this amazing idea. Ooh. What I'm gonna do for you, I'm gonna draw you a logo. Ooh. I think what we can do is basically like the Ghostbusters logo on a giant sheet.
On a sheet?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because the ghost will represent the farts.
I like where you're going here. Keep it coming.
Yeah. That's all you need.
I mean, it sounds like money to me. Like, that sounds like all you need. You just do that, put it on a white sheet, hang it up somewhere. Money, right?
Oh, wow.
Lauren's farts.
On a sheet, on the same sheet as the Ghostbusters logo or a different mm-hmm. sheet?
Same sheet. Yeah, we don't
can
have
to. Can we write it in the Ghostbusters logo or is that going to disrupt the.
I don't think you understand.
Can they freehand that? I don't know. Can they freehand that? Because it's very hard to freehand the logo itself. Could they freehand the Lauren's farts part?
I can do anything, Lauren. You know this. I'm a master. I can handle this for you. I'll write it around the side. Arch cross. Lauren's fart busters.
I'm wondering, will this be in some, you know, fancy ink? Or like, how do you plan on printing it out?
Crayon, probably.
Crayon.
Very nice choice.
Yeah, crayon. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The dollar signs, they're ringing in. This is even better. This is a bigger breakthrough than farting in a jar. Hello, cat.
Oh, wow. There's a cat.
I think she's signaling that it's time to stop. She's coming over here to fart in my coffee, I think is what's going on. She's going to do the Koontz for you guys. Ready? Roxy, look over here. No, no, she said, fuck you.
She did the Koontz with her butthole. She turned slightly to the side and her butthole was facing us. I saw it.
Yep.
With a butthole.
See, you know how this works, Justin. I think we do need to wrap it up. I wanted to hear about your Nashville adventures, but we can save that for next time.
Yeah, we could totally save it for next time. And honestly, there's enough on the Patreon. I think everybody's going to. I think the Patreon people probably got an earful or an eyeful or whatever they get from Patreon.
Buttful. A jar full of farts.
It's a jar full of farts. Good for them.
Good for them. You know what? I think we can market this for Bell and Dubs. We can put the your character from season two, the
oh, yeah, Flatula Gale. Flatula City.
Flatula City.
They All right.
They sell farts. That's it.
Nothing says I love you like a flatulence in a jar.
Look at this Koontz cat right here. So before we go, Justin, do you have anything specific that you would like to plug other than the brackets?
Deprogrammed, I guess. That's probably like the only show that it does any good that I do. It's the only one that people seem to like. So Deprogrammed. Actually, just follow me on Twitter, at the Hulkster.
There you go.
It's all there.
At the Hulkster on Twitter.
There you go. I got to go before Roxy hangs up on everybody.
Yes.
Look over here, Roxy. Look at that Koontz.
Oh, she did the Koontz. She did it.
I saw it.
I'm trying to make noise, and then I just realized you're wearing headphones, so she's not going to look towards the screen. Like, maybe if I'm just, like, big and flashy and bright, she'll, like, notice it. No.
She just wants to harass me right now.
She's like, come on, pay attention.
Ridiculous. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. We're Mouthy Broadcast. I keep wanting to say mouthybroadcast.com.
Legion of Stupid. Justin, you do it.
Legion of Stupid.
Yay.
757-541. See you when too. See you next Tuesday, Koontz.
Good times. Fucking stupid.
Gotta market that fart shit.
The fart shit.
More stupid. I love you can hear Roxy purring now.
She's all over this shit. She's all over this like a pervert on a fart jar.